Two planes touched down in Nigeria this week. An ambulance and troops were on hand to meet the late-night flights. The next day, Nigerians woke up to the news that their president had finally returned home. He'd been gone for 3 months in Saudi Arabia while suffering an illness. NPR's West Africa correspondent Ofebia Quist-Darkton is monitoring developments. And Ofebia, it's hard to imagine the president of the United States being out of action for 3 months. What are things like in Nigeria?
A complete mess and confusion, continuing speculation, especially since President Umaru Musa Arudua is back in the country, but no one has seen him publicly, which is, of course, leading to even more allegations, accusations that the entourage around the president, including his wife Turai, are still keeping him away from the people who elected him.
Now, let's remember, for the last period of time, he hasn't formally been running the country. Duties were passed over to his vice president, Goodluck Jonathan. So who's running the country now that he's back?
That's the question everybody is asking. Who is in charge in Nigeria? It was only 2 weeks ago that the vice president, Goodluck Jonathan, was named acting president by the National Assembly. That came, 2.5 months after the president went off to Saudi Arabia to be treated for this inflammation of the lining of the heart, in addition to his existing health problems, including kidney problems. So many people are saying, who is in charge in Nigeria? We want some answers. And now we're seeing a tussle between the loyalists to the president, the National Assembly, those who support the vice president, and many unanswered questions.
Are you telling me that the president returned to the country without this question being answered in advance?
Well, it's a temporary fix because the National Assembly had appointed the vice president as the acting president. But now the Senate came out yesterday, voted to amend the constitution, and they set a 14-day limit within which the president must formally announce his, their words, inability, i.e. whether he's fit or not fit to govern, after which they, if he declares his absence, so to speak, the parliament will vote to have the vice president take over as acting president. This is the first amendment, I think, in the constitution in the past 10 years. So these are uncharted waters for Nigeria. And questions still need to be answered. It's total confusion there.
So a confusing situation in the most populous nation in Africa here, a major supplier of oil and increasingly liquefied natural gas to the United States, economically important country. And Ofebia, do you have any sense of how this controversy is affecting daily life over the past 3 months in Nigeria?
For the month I was in Nigeria, it was the talk of the town. It completely consumed not only the political class in Nigeria, but ordinary Nigerians. Lots of people saying, hey, we're meant to be a leader on this continent, but we don't know how our president is. The newspapers were saying, is he alive or dead? Is he brain damaged? Has he been struck mute? And that continues. Although the president is back at home now, people are still asking the same questions. Why doesn't he address the nation? Why don't we see him? The presidency has said he's continuing his convalescence, and until then, the vice president will, in their words, conduct the affairs of state. But as I say, Steve, many, many, many questions still remain unanswered.
NPR's Ofebia Quist-Darkton monitoring the situation in Nigeria, where the president of Nigeria has returned after a 3-month absence.